This is the County Cricket Roundup podcast for the 3rd of May. Sussex closing on Warwickshire's 453, ending day 3 at Hove on 416 for 7. There were contributions from most of their batsmen, with Luke Wells falling early on 4 short for another century, and Ben Brown ending on 82. In between, there were contrasting 42s for Ed Joyce and Matt Prior, and 32 for Michael Yardy. Boyd Rankin was the pick of the Warwickshire attack, taking 3 for 60 on his first team return. Middlesex slumped to 161 for 9 in reply to Surrey's 238 on the second day at Lords. The day began well for the home side, as they took the last 5 Surrey wickets to fall, finishing with only 27 runs, thanks to Paul Stirling and Corey Collymore. However, Jake Dernbach led the Surrey attack with a plum, taking 3 wickets, while Xander De Bruyne and Gareth Batty chipped in with a brace apiece. Sam Robson top scored for Middlesex with 36, they lost regular wickets throughout, the highest partnership being the 44 between Robson and Joe Denley for the second wicket. Gloucestershire cruised to victory on the final day of the Division 2 clash against Leicestershire. Resuming on 16th in an pursuit of 188, they lost only one wicket, in which they targeted in less than 60 overs. Opens Chris Dent and Michael Klinger added 129, before Dent was leg before to Jigar Naik. However, Klinger completed his first century for the club, and ended on 103, as they won by 9 wickets. Northamptonshire extended their lead at the top of the 2nd Division to 39 points by wrapping up victory over Kent inside 3 days. Aussie overseas star Trent Copeland was again Kent's chief destroyer, taking 5 for 42 to end with match figures of 10 for 113, as they are bowled out for 135 in their second innings. That left Northamptonshire needing only 104 in the fourth innings, a target they knocked off the loss of only 3 wickets, inside 29 overs. And there was high drama on the third day at Colwyn Bay, as Simon Kerrigan and Glenn Chappell led Lancashire to an unexpected 14-run win. Lancashire hauled themselves up to 272 in their second innings, from their overnight 104 for 4, as Simon Catch completed a half-century, and Gareth Cross, Glenn Chappell and Kyle Hogg all chipped in. Cross and Hogg added a crucial 63 for the ninth wicket, to leave Glamorgan needing 154 in the fourth innings. Glenn Chappell and Simon Kerrigan then set about the home side's batting, showing 9 of the 10 wickets to fall, as they are bowled out at 139. Will Bragg did hit 61 at the top of the order, but fellow opener Ben Wright's 14 was the next highest score. And Jack Chantrey took 7 for 60 as Worcestershire beat Oxford University by 130 runs on the final day at the Parks. Worcestershire batted on in the morning and eventually declared on 210 for 2 in their second innings, thanks to half-centuries from Neil Pinner and Ben Cox. That left the students needing 339 for victory. They lost Sam Agarwal for duck in the first over. Lloyd Sabin and Freddie Coleman both contributed, but a steady trickle of wickets saw them all out for 208.